The Bath County School Board met on Tuesday evening to address regular business and some special end-of-the-year milestones. In addition to all of them, one member of the public expressed pride in students' accomplishments this year. The band's grand championship and the Kidwin team's national championship certainly deserve special note, but they also congratulated the artists and the athletes and the now graduated class of 2018. School Superintendent Sue Hirsch recognized staff members with significant numbers of years of service in Bath County Schools.
For 10 years of service to Bath County Schools, Selena Liptrap, who has been a secretary primarily in the Office of Instruction and Personnel since 2008 for 10 years, Mark Cook, our Director of Maintenance since August of 2008, and Joyce Lewis, who is here. Betty Bradbury has been driving a bus in the Millboro area for 20 years. So we recognize Betty for her safe driving and the challenges of the high water days. And Christy Pasco, it's especially nice to recognize one of your former students.
Ms. Hirsch continued with recognition of Jane McMullen.
When Jane first came to Bath County School, she was a special education teacher. That was her first life here. Her second life here has been a business teacher in the CTE department. She presently helps coordinate the CTE program. She's been a yearbook sponsor, cheerleading, and coaching. So Jane, thank you for what you have done and what you are doing.
Keith Lindsay, who wasn't present, worked in the school system for 35 years.
Keith is retiring after 35 years of teaching and coaching here at the high school and at Valley. And we wish him a speedy recovery and an enjoyable retirement.
More retirements the board acknowledged were Gary Perry for 33 years as a bus driver and Roger Hutman for 32 years as a custodian. She also recognized David Watkins of Millboro for 45 years of service as a custodian. The board chose to recognize Sue Hirsch herself for her 40 years of service from a teacher through superintendent. When looking at the calendar for future meeting dates, the board confirmed the only meeting that won't be on a first Tuesday next school year will be in January, and Ms. Hirsch summarized the summer schedule.
There is no meeting in July, and your closeout meeting is in late June.
The board went on to approve hiring for a couple of positions and to authorize a superintendent to hire for others during the summer. They also approved the summer school staff and a coaching position. Some unanticipated revenue arrived as Forest Service Reserve funds, and the board is eager to use it for some items for which they received no funding in the county's budget.
Bath has been awarded $46,891.71. My recommendation to you is to ask for an appropriation for the transportation category to buy a 65-passenger bus, since we have so many that have been on the road for more miles or more years than we would like.
During closing board comments, Rhonda Grimm, Williamsville District Representative, concluded.
Congratulations to the class of 2018. We have a wonderful bunch of kids, and I know there's another wonderful bunch of kids coming up.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.